I know that some of you have been waiting for an update on my woodsman. For those of you who are new, Woodsman is a real life, honest to goodness cookie, and he is now living with his ex-wife who had her boyfriend living with them. He has recently moved out, and you'll learn more about what he's up to in this podcast. If you want to know more about Woodsman, there's a half a dozen or so previous entries on my blog, and you can check that by going to categories. At the bottom, you'll see Woodsman. Click on that, and there are audios and stories about Woodsman. It's also on my website, www.strokesforme.com, under humiliation at the bottom. He is soon to have his own little section. So anyway, this is what is new. This is so funny. His wife is a trip. Last time we spoke, she had a bet going that if Woodsman asked me if I thought she should have sex with him, I would say no, but if I said yes, she would actually go ahead and have sex with him. And they haven't had sex, like, since forever. So, of course, I said no. I mean, he was so disappointed. He said, "Mandy, I thought we were friends." And I said, "Woodsman, we are friends, but I'm a cuckold wife. You can't very well expect me to tell your wife to have sex with you when you are only 3 inches. So, naturally, they did not have sex. She was pretty excited about that. In the meanwhile, she has gone out and purchased a chastity device to lock his little chicklet up. This is so funny because I think it's great. He is going to be locked up and she's going to be in the house having sex. What is more perfect than that? And I mean, he will be a servant. And she'll just be having the time of her life at his expense. She controls his checkbook and everything already. And now she's taking away the last drops of his manhood. And of course, I'm helping with that a little bit too, I think. Okay, so, humiliation. It's Kentucky Derby tonight. She's having her boyfriend over. They are going to lock his little chicklet up, and then they're going to have sex. How great is that? I mean, it's the perfect night to celebrate. Now, she had another little bet going this week. I mean, I think these are a betting couple. They seem to enjoy putting wagers on things. And this week, she wanted me to write down on a piece of paper how long I wanted him locked up for. And she was going to write down how long. And then we were going to take the two dates, add them together, divide them by two, and that would be how long Woodsman would stay locked up in the cock cage the first time. Well, I said 1 week. Now, the reason I said 1 week, and this is good for any of you guys in there contemplating orgasm denial, I do have a slave or two that serves me. I keep them locked up 24/7, or at least in the evening hours at night when they come home from work until the morning. And I let them come on the weekend only. It's a livable form of orgasm denial. But of course, you know, I'm not there to lock it up. So, you know, this way I feel that it could be really as close to real as being real. But he's got his ex there to lock him up, and she's going to lock him up. So it works out. I said a week. She said 3 months, so he's going to be locked up now for what looks to be about 6 weeks. She does not want him thinking anymore about having sex with her, bothering her with any of that. She's got a real man for that. And Woodsman is just a servant there to serve her. And me. You do serve me, Woodsman. You know that. Well, she wants him to have the total servant mentality. Those days are over. No more me having to suffer having sex with you. So, He says to me, what is he going to do with his morning hard on? That's even funnier because it's going to be locked up in that cage. Now, I don't know what size she got him, but there's probably going to be some room in it. And if not, it's going to hurt. And he wanted to know, like, if he had a real big one, what would happen? And I said, well, if it was really big, he'd probably have to get a custom-made cage. But for right now, he doesn't have to worry about any of that. He's got a little one, and he's going to be locked up. Now, I think it would be really good to have Woodsman have his prostate milked. And I also asked him if he had a dildo, and he moaned. So, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we will be getting rid of any shred of manhood that Woodsman has. I am planning on emasculating him further, and I know his wife is working on it. You know, we're probably right in the moment because I know that the Derby's happening right now. So I think Woodsman, as I am doing this, is being locked up. And as soon as that race is over, I know that Mrs. Woodsman's going to grab that young buck she's got there and go have the time of her life. So, Woodsman, I hope you enjoyed coming today because you are going to be locked up for what looks to be a pretty long time. Thank you, Woodsman. You are great. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.